Hey, everybody. Good evening to you all. Welcome to this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of for a few little minutes there. Let's hit last night where the Detroit Red Wings right now are undefeated. Yes, they indeed. They are undefeated. They defeated. Excuse me. The Columbus Blue Jackets last night or early this morning by a score of just 4-1. Red Wings now are 2-0-1. 5 points out of 3 games. That's not bad, boys and girls. In the meanwhile, taking forward to the next night at Little Caesars Arena, the Detroit Pistons are now under action right now. They're trailing Chicago by a little bit, but the game just got started. If you need to know, these are the people who made the Detroit Pistons roster here. Number 41, Sadiq Bey from Charlotte, North Carolina, Villanova. Yes, I give the cities too where they're from. Kay Callaway, Arlington, Texas, where he played for Oklahoma State. He'll be wearing number 2. Number 6 is Hamidou Diallo. He was from Queens, New York, but he played for Kentucky. Number 55, Luka Garza. He's a center. He's from Washington, boys and girls. The District of Columbia, that is. But he played for Iowa. Very good indeed there. I am saying he is the wild card for the Detroit Pistons if they're going to advance this year. Jeremy Grant, who proved to everybody that he's something special there. Yes, indeed. Grant will be in the lineup, and he'll be seeked by all. He's from Portland, Oregon, but he played at Syracuse, boys and girls. Killam Hayes from Lakeland, Florida. No college listed, but is that important? No, it's not, because he's the starting guard tonight because Kay Callaway cannot go on. Matter of fact, he's not in the lineup. He's on the sidelines looking in. He has not gotten the clearance yet for his injured foot or sprained ankle. Number 20, Josh Jackson should be a bold handful this year from San Diego, California. Played for Kansas. Frank Jackson. And also, he was a representative of the 3-1-3. I will remind you of that indeed as well. Frank Jackson from Washington District of Columbia. He played for Duke there. He's going to be the point guard and shooting guard as well. Corey Joseph, point guard. He's from Toronto, Canada. He played at Texas. Sabi Lee from Phoenix, Arizona. He played for Vanderbilt. And, by the way, his number is number 38. Number 12 will be Isaiah Livers there. He's a shooting forward from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And, of course, he played for the University of Michigan. Trey Lyle from Saskatoon, Canada there. Was played for Kentucky, his college of choice there. He's also in the lineup for Detroit Pistons. You'll wear number 8. He'll be playing various positions from center, point center. Hey, you name it. Forward, he'll be playing it. Rodney Magruder, guard and forward there. He's from Landover, Maryland. He played for Kansas. He's number 17 in your roster there. Number 13, Kelly Olynyk. He's from Toronto, Canada, from Gonzaga there. 6'11". He is a proven good forward there who can shoot and also raise some havoc on defense. Jamarco Pickett, okay, from Washington District of Columbia. He played with Georgetown. He'll be wearing number 24 this year. Chris Smith also will be wearing number 0. He's a shooting forward from Chicago, Illinois. He played at UCLA. Isaiah Stewart. Yes, he gave a lot of people a bunch of surprises last year at center. He'll be playing at 6'9". He's from Rochester, New York. He played at Washington there. Those are the starting lineups and also the roster for the Detroit Pistons. Here's my thing here. There's no guarantee that the Detroit Pistons may make a playoff spot, although we're all rooting that they can and could with the East Division as weak as it is. Yes, I said it. The East Division, because all the power and the privilege are in the West side of the NBA, okay? Pistons have a chance, but things got to be in order. Number one, they got to be selective in their shots. Number two, you can't go always for a three-pointer. Take what you can and live with it there. If it's a shoe or a two, take it. Number three, defense has to be on the priority of Detroit Pistons there. They cannot be afraid to front off a man, but yet and still they can't make silly mistakes and silly fouls that gets them in trouble early in the game where they have to rally late in the game. That's my take on the Detroit Pistons. You take it for what it's worth, but you know what? Hopefully it'll be a good season. Meanwhile, we're talking about basketball. The Sixers didn't release any details about what happened, but Ben Simmons has been suspended from the Philadelphia 76ers for one game. Yes, he was supposed to talk to the media yesterday, Tuesday, but that was canceled due to a suspension by Doc Rivers and the staff of the Philadelphia 76ers. Doc Rivers threw Simmons supposedly out of practice. The detail of the incident didn't start to trickle out. However, ESPN Andre Wojciechowski reported that the head coach, Doc Rivers, threw Simmons out of practice for refusing to do run through certain drills and whatnot there. If it's true or false, I don't know, but ESPN's Andrew Wojciechowski is a really reliable source when it comes down to knowing what went on. And right now, he's pretty leaked off. I'm talking about the Philadelphia 76ers with Ben Simmons' attitude there. Will they try to get a trade? I believe so. But they're going to solve this really particular dilemma very clearly. Waive the guy. Say, we're not going to pay you anymore. If you don't want to get paid by us, fine and dandy. We owe you nothing. Hey, we will waive you. You find a team that you like to play for, and best of luck in the future. 76ers are not going to do that. They want something for their goods. An attorney from the former state of Washington State football, Coach Nick Rolovich, announced Wednesday that the coaching players had taken legal action against the school. Rolovich was fired for cause on Monday after religious accommodations request wasn't granted for his decisions not to take a COVID-19 vaccine. The firing occurred, or it would very occasionally occur, basically the state of Washington, along with the state of California and some other states, including New York State, they recommend if you're going to play in any building or be in any building of event status or whatever it may be, you must be vaccinated. From that point on, the decision was made by the state. The state deadline, it was October 18th. That exceeded. Rolovich was fired by the Washington State Cougars. And right now, Rolovich has a lawyer, Brian Fowling, who says the termination was unjust and unlawful. In a release, Fowling accused Washington State Athletic Director Paul Chung of discriminatory and vindictive behavior that causes immeasurable harm to the coach Rolovich and his family. Chung declined to comment any further on the particular there. Plain and simple. I'm quite sure we'll hear more later on this particular incident. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Detroit Lions, who looked like a bunch of slobs on Sunday afternoon when they played and got beaten to a pulp by the Cincinnati Bengals, have to improve their status if they want any rapport from the fans of the city of Detroit and, well, as the state of Michigan and beyond. They did not play like a professional football team ought to be playing. They didn't have no will. They didn't have nothing. The game plan stink to high heaven, and a lot of things have to be done. We have not heard yet from, no, we have not heard from Mrs. Ford, who is the present owner of the Lions, as well as we have not heard from Ron Ford or Chris Spielman or general manager on the status of this Detroit Lions, who look very bad. I looked at that crowd walking out of Ford Field, and it was not a happy bunch of people. A bunch of people who put up their money and continuously try to sell off the building, but yet still have not a product to show their proudness or concern with there. That needs to change. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Lions, you know what you have to do. Now just do it. Sadly, finally, the Detroit Lions star and Duke of Hazzard actor Pat Studstill Jr. passed away at 83 years old. According to the Detroit News, a former Lion All-Pro receiver died in his home in Los Angeles on Saturday. No cause for his death was reported. Studstill played 9 seasons in the NFL from 1962 for the Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots. Studstill's best year came in 1966 when he was second in the NFL with 67 receptions. He led the league with 1,266 receiving yards that particular year. He made the Pro Bowl team in 65 as a punter with the league's most punts with 68 punts for an average of 42.8 yards. His first 2 seasons with the Lions let me get this, boys and girls. His first 2 seasons was 19-8-1. That was a very competitive playoff for both years if you just look at the doggone numbers. Of course, at that point in time, the Lions were only playing 14 games a season. The Studs still stepped away from the gridiron in 1972, and he turned his attention to Hollywood. The former Pro Bowler appeared in more than 200 commercials, that's including on-camera and voiceover work. Studs still also had an acting credit in such shows as The Duke of Hazzard, Magnum P.I., The Incredible Hulk. And during his playing days, he also appeared as himself in the 1968 sports comedy film, The Paper Lion. Studstill was survived by his wife, Rita, his son, Pat III, his daughter, Lisa, and Shannon, and 2 grandchildren to boot there. Pat Studstill died at the age of 83 years of age. He will be missed by all. I remember as old number 25, and at that point in time when he was growing up as a receiver, number 25 was a good number. I mean, like, Earl McCullough wore number 25. Fred Biletnikoff wore number 25. I can list some more, and they all were good. Number 25 was a good number. Pat Studstill was a great receiver for the Detroit Lions there. He will be missed by many who not only looked at his antics on the football field, but in acting as well, in some of those particular roles and shows I just mentioned for you there. And with that, I'm going to watch the Detroit Pistons play their game, and hopefully they don't lose. Hip, hip, hooray for the Red Wings, and Lions, get yourself together. Hey, Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check me out on Facebook, boys and girls, always there on Facebook for you there. And also, you can check me out at the home base of Butcher on Sports at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButchTOO.Podomatic.com. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com to hear all those antics as well, such as Apple and, you know, Spotify and some other great listening devices there that you can hear Butch on Sports on. And don't forget, on Mondays, always, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, myself, and other people in the background and stuff there to make a show complete there. That's every Monday from, yes, 6 to 8 o'clock on 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie. Dig it. You can also go to 1400ESPN.net and hear live in the metropolitan Detroit area. I'm out of time, boys and girls. I'm going to try to get it together for myself here. Y'all have a great, great weekend. Root for the Lions, because they don't need it. And also the Red Wings and the Pistons. Hey, have a great evening, everyone.